The Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
Ek het vroeër gesê dat ek vanoggend seker die slegste smoothie gemaak het van my lewe. Do you want to know how I did this? So, I made my smoothie as usual and put all my ingredients in that I needed to put in. And then I tasted it and I just tasted a flavor that I never tasted before in making the smoothie with exactly the same ingredients every day, because that's what I do for breakfast ordinarily. Ek kom toe agter dit het so 'n bietjie van 'n tang, like a metallic, you know, it tasted like coins. It had a bit of a, like a coiny taste. You know that taste you get in your mouth after you've had a B12 injection?
No, but okay. I'll take your word for
it. So I was like, where is this coming from? And then I realized the blades of the smoothie maker are rusted.
Oh.
And we haven't had it that long. But I bought a cheaper smoothie maker because you must know that premium smoothie maker that is, you know, a little bit out of my budget. So I bought the smoothie maker and it was goedkoper. You know, it was not an original one of those fancy ones.
Mm-hmm.
But it does the job. Until today, the reason why my smoothie tasted like old metal was because the blades are rusted. And even though I didn't put the blades underwater, the blades is now geroes. So, my mom's old saying came back to haunt me. Goedkoop koop is duur koop.
Yes.
If you buy something cheap, you actually are buying it expensive.
Because you're going to have to buy it again.
Because now.
And again.
Exactly.
And again.
So that's what got me thinking. What is the one thing that you refuse to buy the cheap version of? You will, budget be darned, you will buy the actual real version of this thing. You won't settle for a generic. Wat is dit wat jy nie goedkoper weergawe van sal koop nie? Laat weet my sodat ek bietjie beter kan voel. 084-8500-942. That's the WhatsApp line. Let me know. What's the one thing that you will never buy a cheap version of? We're talking about things that you won't compromise on in terms of the actual brand or the expensive version of a thing. Elna says whiskey. She will not drink a cheaper whiskey. Dan, Brandon, Cornelia en Marta sê toiletpapier.
Rob, ek dink die ding wat vir my goedkoop is hierkoop, is toiletpapier. Ek kan nie met die one-ply skuurpapier doen.
So vir Brandon Lee is dit beslis toiletpapier. Gustav says, I always buy the thickest, most heavy-duty garbage bags. No torn bag is worth the saving on budget bag. That is absolutely true. John Henry also sent us this one.
For me, is daai ding skoene. Ek koop goeie skoene. Dit gaan jou lank hou en jy gaan dit elke dag dra.
Ja, ek stem saam met daai een. Absoluut. Goeie kwaliteit skoene. As jy nou moet skrimp op ander goed, maar jou skoene is in regtig 'n goeie toestand want dit is goeie kwaliteit skoene. Then you are already winning. Lots coming through about a certain dishwashing liquid. Jana says, definitely this brand of dishwashing liquid that she swears by. The other brands just don't clean as well. Heel wat boodskappe ingekry oor die opwasmiddel. Mense gaan nie compromise op die opwasmiddel nie. So baie boodskappe wat deurkom. Ons het ook hierdie een ingekry van Landy oor iets wat ek nie regtig aangedink het nie. Al is ek mal oor skryfbehoeftes, ek is nie so gek oor hulle of so ernstig oor hulle soos wat Landy is nie.
Hi. So my ding wat ek glad nie op compromise op die oomblik nie is my penne collection. Ek is heavy in calligraphy in en fancy penne en ordentlike penne en verskillende penne. En dis nie iets wat ek op sal compromise ooit nie.
Ja, so dit is wat sy doen. Boodskap ingekry van François wat sê, hy gaan nie, hy is nou op die stadium van sy lewe, pille en brille is nou daai stadium waar hy is. So he's not doing generic meds. He's doing the proper meds that he needs to have. Louise sent a message in about bread. She only buys expensive bread or the kind of, yeah, high quality bread. Audrey says coffee. So daar's heel wat baie goed wat mense rarig nie gaan you're not going to budge. That is what you want, so that's what you're going to get. Also, let me know about a time that you maybe did buy the cheap version of something and it came back to bite you afterwards. 084-85-00942, that's the WhatsApp line. Ons praat oor as jy rarig nie gaan compromise op iets nie. Wat is dit? En toe daaruit gesels ons oor wat is die keer wat jy... Wat het gebeur toe jy wel die goedkoper weergawe van iets gekoop het and it came back to bite you. JP's story is classic.
Ja, iets wat ek al gekoop het wat my in die agtersteewel gebyt het was ek het hierdie Springbok truie gekoop het. So jy is om hier langs die pad koop hier by die besige verkeersligte. Ja, so twee wasse later toe lyk dit of ek vir Ierland skree. En hy het nou al sy kleer en alles begin verloor. So toen moes ek so paar weke daarna maar weer geld uithaal in die Real McCoy gaan koop met die Essex nommerkie op. So hy lyk nog heel vars. Ek kan hom al vir Oks gee om mee te oefen hierdie week.
JP sê hy wil graag sy hem vir Oks gee. Because it would stand the test of time because it is the original. And it's not going to get washed out in like a day or two. Lorenzo het gesê, hy het 'n paar oorfone gekoop, wat redelijk eintlik goed, it was a well-priced pair of headphones, yeah. But he could have gotten cheaper. So he got these headphones, and then after 6 months, the battery died, even with the recharging, and they just stopped working. So then he got an even cheaper one, and now the cheaper one has given him absolutely no problems. Hendrik het vir ons hierdie ingestuur.
Hallo Jacaranda, julle sal my nie glo nie. Maar iets waarop ek nou glad nie sal terughou nie, is baby nappies en vrouwens se tyd nappies. Daai twee, no go.
Only spending the good money on good quality nappies and as he puts it, good quality time of the month sanitary products for ladies. I agree. Ek dink okay. Die daar is 'n manier wat jy kan skrimp op daai nie. Glad nie. And Minette sent us this. She's very into like the actual right food brands for her.
If there are three foods that I buy the proper stuff for, it's cornflakes, all bran and chicken nuggets. Nobody wants cardboard nuggets.
No, absolutely not, Minette. Daarmee sê ek saam. A nugget, it has to be... Because you already know where it's coming from. So at least, like, you want to have a good quality one.
See, with the cornflakes, I kind of get because I sort of know what brand you're talking about. But with the nuggets, I'm just like, a nugget is a nugget.
Nuggets.
It's like, it's basically, you know, chicken tuna. That's what you're having. So you can't want to say you don't compromise on nuggets. What part of the chicken does it come from? You're already compromising. Calm yourself.
Dankie vir al die boodskappe wat ingekom het. Lekker om saam te gesels.